Yeah, so I think we'll probably give the kids a week off. You know, we've been hitting it pretty hard in the room, so we'll they need that time to rest and heal up and get ready for the second half of the season, because, you know, really we've done a lot of practicing and not a lot of live competition in the first portion. So that's all going to change, as you know, after break's over.
I'm looking at this schedule, and I know that there's not a GRC tournament this year, so there are some duels against GRC opponents have been added, but I got to say, just looking at January looks much busier than it did in past years, and January's been a busy month anyway in past years.
Yeah, it is. We added that Chillicothe tournament, and we also added the Cameron tournament in there. So all of those competitions and still the ones that we were in the past too, like the Brookfield tournament, and it's definitely busier this year than ever.
But there's nothing regular season going into February, so once you get through January, and this is how quick it goes, which is about a 4 or 5 week period away until you go to that quadrangular out in Northwest Missouri on the 28th. At that point, it's get ready for postseason, so it's going to happen fast.
Yeah, it is. And it seems like that part of the season always flies by. They have made some changes to the state part and how you qualify for state. Instead of doing a super district full of 16 teams, they're going to break those up and go 8 teams per district. And then you're going to, top 4 will go on to a sectional tournament. And then they're only taking top 3 from the section, and those will be your state qualifiers. So instead of a 16-person bracket, they're going to be on, they're going to wrestle through 12 state qualifiers.